with a response. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden set to order sanctions in reaction to Russia's recognition of separatist regions in Ukraine.
An executive order from President Biden prohibits investment, trade, and financing from Americans to or from two eastern Ukrainian regions recognized as independent republics by Russia. In a statement, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration anticipated the move from Russia and was ready to respond immediately. The European Union has also announced new sanctions. President Biden's order provides authority to impose sanctions on any person operating in the separatist regions, though they are separate from economic measures that would be triggered if Russia further invades Ukraine. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on the move by Russian President Vladimir Putin to recognize the separatist regions of Ukraine.
This is plainly in breach of international law. It's a violation, a flagrant violation of the sovereignty and integrity of Ukraine.
Johnson called the move a very dark sign. The defense has rested in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane telling jurors in federal court in St. Paul that during George Floyd's arrest, that he asked if they should roll Floyd onto his side, but that his supervisor, the now convicted Derek Chauvin, said no. That Lane was also worried about excited delirium, a disputed condition of adrenaline overdose. Two other officers, J. Alexander King and Tu Tao, also testified last week and have all pled not guilty in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The three former officers face state charges related to Floyd's death later this year. The markets were closed today for the President's Day holiday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new study takes a look at gun violence in our nation's capital.
The National Institute for Criminal Justice Reform partnered with the Metropolitan Police Department and several other agencies to conduct the study. It shows a small group of people are responsible for 60-70% of all gun violence in the city. The study went on to say most gun violence in D.C. is tightly concentrated to a small number of people they refer to as high risk, meaning those involved in street crews or gangs, folks with prior criminal history, those who have been a victim before, and folks who have a connection to a recent shooting. While many victims of shootings are not the intended target, 86% of homicide suspects and victims are known to the criminal justice system before the incident. Ted Linder, Fox News.
Israel says it successfully tested a new naval air system intercepting a series of threats in what officials call a key layer of defense against Iran and its proxies in the region. The Sea Dome system is the naval version of Israel's Iron Dome. Health officials are warning customers of a discount store that many products might be contaminated after hundreds of locations were forced to close due to unsanitary conditions.
More than 400 Family Dollar locations in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee were made to shut down due to unsanitary conditions, often including rodent infestation at a central warehouse. Now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is telling consumers that products including food purchased between January 1st and now are likely not safe. That warehouse is located in West Memphis, Arkansas. The FDA is advising customers to not use those products. Eben Brown, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Uncharted came in at number one. The action-adventure film earned $51 million. Dog finished second with $15.1 million. And Spider-Man No Way Home rounded out the top three with $7.2 million. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.